In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The octave days of the Christmas season were provided to us precisely because the depth of the mystery of the Incarnation required that amount of time to contemplate truly what it is that God accomplishes by sending us the gift of his Son, how unworthy we are, but more importantly, the depth of God's love for us. But then immediately the Church gives us this great feast of the holy name of our Lord to remind us that that which the Father has made manifest in the Son has been given to us in order that we might have an intimacy with him. God becomes one with us in all things but sin, not to remain distant or separate from us, but to draw us unto himself, and then we are drawn into relationship with the Father. This continues to be yet another marvel for which we are unworthy, and yet a gift that has been bestowed upon us. Not only has our God come among us, he allows us to call him by name, to enter into an intimacy by knowing his name. The first thing we do with this, again, is to contemplate it, to give thanks to God, a disposition and a spirit of gratitude for the blessings that have been bestowed upon us. But that, as Peter himself makes clear in our epistle from the Acts of the Apostles, the utilization of this name has power as well. It is in the name of Jesus that we are able to heal, to bind up, and to make whole. It is in the name of Jesus that men must be saved. The language of the Acts of the Apostles and the words of Peter are clear. There is no other name, other reality, under which men can be saved except for that of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What we do with this, brothers and sisters, then, is to call to mind the need to evangelize. And if we look at the wisdom of Holy Mother Church in this, our Christmas season, and how it unfolds for us, this coming Thursday, we will celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany, the manifestation of the fullness of the message of the Incarnation to those who were extremely unworthy, the Gentiles. But again, notice how all of this unfolds. It begins in silence and in sense, in separation and in solitude. Anna and Simeon who prophesy and who testify, and now the power of the Lord's name to make very clear that that which the Lord has come to do, he's come to do for everyone, but he is the only one who can do this. Salvation comes in no other manner, in no other way, under all other, no other name except of our Lord and Savior. We must then go forth and share this great news with others, because until they hear this good news, they cannot simply be saved. This is a politically incorrect thing to say and to preach, because now everybody goes to heaven. Everybody gets into heaven. It doesn't matter what you do or how you live or what you believe, heaven's doors are open. But that is not how our Lord envisioned this. That is not why our Lord came. He came indeed that all might have salvation. But the salvation he gains for us requires an obedience and a fidelity and an intimacy and a clinging to him. Not a generic salvation that's bestowed upon everyone, but upon those who truly believe, who bend their knee, as we professed in our introit, at the name of Jesus. Every knee must bend in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every voice proclaim to the glory of God that Jesus Christ is Lord. This is what then is incumbent upon us. Our contemplation always leads to action. Not activity, not merely doing something for the sake of doing something, but an action, an activity that grows out of the mystery that we contemplate. So how does one proclaim the mystery of Christ and share that with the world? By living a life of virtue. No one is asking you to do any more than live the life that you're living now, but live it well, live it deliberately, live it intentionally in God, in Christ. No one's asking you to shed your possessions or to go live asunder somewhere in the hinterlands. Where you are now is where God wants you to be, and it is there that you can be an agent of transformation, to preach Christ and him crucified to a world that desperately needs the salvation that he himself has brought for us. And so through this name that does indeed save, through this name that brings about new and everlasting life, but most especially this name that reveals to us the depth of God's love, let us go forth and witness and proclaim to what we know to be true, that our King is indeed among us, And in him and through him and only in him and through him will there be salvation for mankind now and always. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.